I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and certainly it's my pleasure to be with you today. How indeed important it is that we follow the Word of God. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, but the ends of that way are the ways of death. And in Jeremiah 10:32, Jeremiah the weeping prophet said, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. We're dependent then upon the Word of God. Let us buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Our question for the week, there are good people in all churches, it says. Many of them have never fully complied with the terms of pardon as you preach them. Do you mean to teach that they will be eternally lost? Well, of course, first of all, let me say that I am the judge of no man, but what the Bible says I must teach, and I am to speak only as the oracles of God. Therefore, if we find the Bible, in all fairness of study, to teach that there are people who are out of harmony with God's will, or who have not complied with the conditions of pardon, then certainly we could not conclude that God must save them in their sins. We must not conclude that God must save outside of the harmony of His Word, because He said if a man says he knows Him and doesn't keep His commandments, he is a liar, 1 John 2:3-6. Also, that He purposed to save people in the New Testament church would certainly fly into the face of God to suggest even that a man may be saved outside the body of Christ as well as inside. But my friends, it's quite evident too that one who preaches the gospel of Christ must adhere strictly to the positive message and the negative teaching as well that is found in the New Testament. It is the preacher's duty to tell the inquirer what to do to be saved in the words of the inspired apostles without any elaborate interpretation upon our part. In fact, such interpretation is unnecessary and not needful. Jesus said, for instance, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16:16. Now, does any human being dare say, He that believeth and is not baptized shall be saved? Oh, there are some who do that. Or say, He that believeth is saved, and then he may be baptized if he so desires. But Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, that's the only thing that I have authority from heaven to preach, or any other man. Jesus also said in John 3:5, Except one be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, if Jesus says you cannot, how can you do it, my friends? I don't believe that that's bad reasoning, nor that I've just interpreted the verse of Scripture. I've simply read it, and I've stated what it says. Now, when the multitude of the Jews on Pentecost asked what they must do, they were told to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 2:37-38. So it's the preacher's duty, whether it be me or any other preacher in the world, it is our duty to adhere strictly to these inspired commands. We may not like these commands. We may say, well, that's not according to what I think about the matter. But we must admit that it is what the Lord says about the matter. And do you remember the fact that the Lord will do the judging in the last day? In 2 Corinthians 5:10-11, He said we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that we must give an account for the deeds done in the body, according to what we have done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So it is important, extremely important, that we hear the Lord speak and that we preach exactly what He said. And then, my friends, all men must come to that word of reconciliation in order to be saved. It's such a pleasure to study with you, and we're glad to have this question this week.